Welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, Chamber President, and we've got a stocked show for you today, and we'll get right into it. First, I have Mark Wilson, President and CEO of the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Mark Wilson, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Todd, thanks so much for having me. We're looking forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. So we are here at the beginning of the 2021 legislative session. It was the end of the 2020 session where COVID was first having an impact, and there were some things done towards the end of session last year. But this year, obviously, that is on the front of mind in Tallahassee. Talk about that a little bit. What are y'all seeing in terms of some legislation and things that are happening there that will impact businesses?
Yeah, Todd, thanks for that, and I really appreciate the support of the Pensacola area, and your Chamber of Commerce has been really great, and it's wind at our back, and you're helping us make all of Florida more competitive. In terms of the 2021 legislative session, in many ways it's unlike anything we've seen before, and in many ways it's exactly like what we've seen before. So obviously with COVID, the Capitol's closed to most outside visitors. And so the way you lobby, the way we advocate for local businesses is different, and maybe we can talk about that. But in terms of the issues, you know, the Chamber of Commerce's priority is always to try to make sure the legislature does no harm. And, you know, we call it the Keeping Florida Florida initiative. And so if you think about what New York is doing and Illinois and New Jersey and California, they're increasing regulations, increasing taxation. They're taking away local businesses' ability to compete locally and nationally and globally. And so our first priority is to ask the legislature, let's not do anything that would cause local businesses in your area harm. And I really believe, I mean, Governor DeSantis has just done an amazing job of advancing the private sector. And I think the House and Senate are really set up to do a lot of good things for Florida, and we're certainly keeping track of that. Todd, there's about 3,000 bills that have already been filed in Tallahassee that we're keeping a close eye on. And Todd, you know how it works in Tallahassee. There'll probably be 250 or 300 bills that pass in the next 60 days. And our job in the business community is to try to make sure that the right ones pass and the wrong ones don't. In terms of the issues, you know, something that we've never all had to deal with before is, you know, Florida is known for having a broken legal climate, sort of a lawsuit-heavy state, and we've done a lot of work to fix that. But in COVID, you know, we want to make sure that local businesses have common sense protections for COVID liability. And so, you know, just because someone gets sick, maybe they got sick at a park or maybe they got sick, you know, at a family or a friend's house, we shouldn't assume that it was the business's fault. And so the legislature, we believe, has the ability to pass a common sense COVID liability protection for every business in Florida, whether they have one employee or 100,000. Todd, that's a big deal. Workforce issues. There's a lot happening on how do we further improve Florida's workforce system. Todd, before COVID, the number one issue for Florida businesses in Florida is they had more jobs than they had people to fill them.
Right.
And so what we're really doing is going back to where were we last year? How do we keep taxes low? How do we keep regulations right? How do we invest in our infrastructure, our ports, our airports, our roadways? And then how do we really help local businesses grow? And so that's really our focus, and we like what we see after 1 week of the Florida legislature so far.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. You never know how things will get started out, but it's good to hear that things are starting out well and that there is a focus on protecting businesses. You know, like you say, you know, the businesses here have gone out of their way to operate safely and to take care of their customers, and we don't need anything that will negatively impact them on the back end after they've done the things that they need to do to operate safely.
Right. And Todd, that's a point. I think, look, if businesses in Florida, you know, if they didn't care and they didn't take precautions and, you know, they weren't doing things that the CDC and the Department of Health ask, that's one thing. But the vast majority of your members in Pensacola, they care first. Their first priority is the safety and health of their employees and their customers, their vendors, and their families. So when businesses have been doing it right, they shouldn't have to turn around after risking their life savings just to get through COVID. They shouldn't then be hit with lawsuits under the theory that somebody might have got sick at work. So that's it's common sense. I think I really hope the legislature does this. The House just passed that legislation this week already.
Right.
So now we hope the Senate will do the same.
Yes, and that's legislation that our board of directors has endorsed, and we want all businesses to be protected. I know there are different bills with different provisions for, one's more focused on healthcare, one's more focused on general business, but we want all of these businesses to be protected, the ones that have done the right thing.
Right. Yeah. Todd, I would just say this, and I know we're limited on time. I would say the Pensacola Chamber, I hope every business in the entire region, you know, joins the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And if you think about it, our chief economist gave me some numbers the other day. In Escambia County alone, your members need to create 22,000 jobs over the next 10 years. These are 22,000 new jobs. And the only way that's going to happen is if there's a strong chamber locally and the business community unites together behind the right issues, workforce issues and tax issues and, you know, local issues, crime issues and so forth, things that your Chamber of Commerce is doing a great job of. So just keep doing what you're doing. And thanks for your support of what we're working on in Tallahassee. It's a really good partnership.
Yes, absolutely. And appreciate you and your team. And we'll talk about this now. How are you operating this year? You know, I know it's very different going to the Capitol and going to committee meetings or having the business's voice heard in the Capitol. So talk about that a little bit, how the Florida Chamber is still able to advocate for the business community.
Yeah, Todd, thanks for that. And, you know, the first thing I would say is I know your chamber engages in trying to recruit better candidates, you know, to run for office from time to time. And the first thing I would say is, you know, if we don't have the right people in office, we're never going to get the policy right. So much of, you know, the right things happening is dependent on who's in office. And thank you very much for being a chamber that's not afraid to engage there. So thank you for that. You're right. COVID has closed the Capitol. So we have 35 lobbyists, and we typically have about 55 or 60 chambers of commerce come to visit us every legislative session, and we bring thousands of people to the state Capitol. And obviously, lobbying and advocacy is what we do. So we can't do any of that this year. And so what we've done is we've really ramped up. You know, everyone says they're tired of Zoom calls.
Right.
We've ramped up video. We've ramped up video testimony. We've ramped up our texting grassroots campaign, our phone call campaign. So, Todd, here's the great news for your Chamber of Commerce. We've testified about 50 times just in the first week of the legislative session. So we're not slowing down our testimony. There are some off-campus places where we can provide testimony to members of the legislature, usually via video. But your members in Escambia and beyond, many of your members know your House and Senate members. And if ever there was a year where a phone call, a text, everybody has the ability to do a 90-second video on your phone right now. Have you and your employees share, you know, why these issues matter so much? I'll give you a quick example. In addition to COVID liability, Florida is one of only two states in the country that does not collect sales tax on out-of-state internet purchases. And, you know, whether you care or not that about or not about that as a resident, local businesses are getting crushed by this, because if you're a local retailer, people are coming into your store trying on clothes or shoes or whatever it might be, and then they go home and they order it online under the theory that they don't have to pay a sales tax, even though they're supposed to. And so the legislature hopefully is going to close that loophole. But if the legislature doesn't hear from local businesses, from local retailers in the Pensacola area, they might conclude that it's not a very big deal locally. And so, Todd, You know, there's normally thousands of people in Tallahassee every week lobbying, you know, 12 sides of every issue. On most days, it's a ghost town. And if ever there was a chance for your members to band together and rally around five or six issues, this is the year to do it. And so, Todd, I would just encourage everyone, you know, no reason to come to Tallahassee this session, but there's all the reason in the world to replace that time that you would have spent coming here with phone calls, text, emails. You know, video testimony is remarkably powerful, especially if you can have some of your employees talk about, you know, why these bills and issues matter to them, to your business, and to their family, and to your community.
Absolutely. And we are blessed. We have a delegation here that really engages with the public, and they're accessible, and they listen. And so, that is great advice. You know, like you mentioned, with all of the technology that we have, the resources that you can tap into to reach out, you know, we need to take advantage of that as a business community to make sure that even though we can't be there in person, that we're still heard, and that advocacy still takes place.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I also want to circle back. You mentioned over the next decade, we're going to need, was it 22,000 jobs here in Escambia County?
Just in Escambia County. Yeah. Just over 22,000. Yeah.
Right. So the Florida Chamber Foundation has the 2030 blueprint, and that was going to be a focus of ours last year. And then COVID hit, and so we had to kind of push that to this year. We've revamped our policy committee, where we have four subcommittees now that are looking at various specific areas. But talk about the 2030 blueprint and how communities like ours can use that to set goals and try to reach those goals over the next decade.
Yeah, Todd, thanks for that question. I think the Florida 2030 Blueprint is the single most important initiative the business community has in Florida over the next decade. And for people who've not heard about it before, a group of leading businesses that are part of the Florida Chamber Foundation, we invested about $2 million a few years ago, and we looked at where's the world going to be in 10 years? Where can the hemisphere be? Where can Florida be? And here's what we learned, Todd. I'll just quickly, a couple numbers for people who are listening. So Florida has about 22 million residents, just a few more than Florida, or a few more than New York, but New York's budget is twice the budget of Florida. So think about that for a minute. It's why so many people are moving from New York to here. But on the global stage, Todd, if Florida was a country, Florida would be the 17th largest economy in the world. We're bigger than Saudi Arabia, for perspective. Our opportunity, the Florida 2030 Blueprint, lays out 39 very specific sets of instructions that if we do these things, Florida can grow to the 10th largest economy on the planet by 2030. We'd be bigger than Mexico. And Todd, this matters to the Pensacola region because obviously Pensacola is not only part of Florida, but as we grow Florida and we diversify our economy, we are going to grow the Pensacola economy and diversify the jobs that are there. And so we're very focused. We have 2 million jobs that need to be created in Florida over the next decade. We're going to have 4 million more people in our state over the next decade. Todd, we have over 800,000 kids living in poverty in Florida. And right there in Escambia County, you have 14,825 kids who are living in poverty. In fact, you've got just over 23% of all of the children in the county are technically living in poverty. So whether that's new information to listeners or not, the great opportunity here is by joining your Chamber of Commerce in Pensacola and by working together through the Florida 2030 Blueprint, we can be focused on, you know, getting kids ready for kindergarten. We can be focused on all of our third graders actually being able to read by the time they leave third grade. We can talk about how do we diversify the local economy? How do we add 22,000 jobs? How do we connect our port and our airport and our roadways and our rail so that the infrastructure hub that you have there can really help generate more manufacturing, can generate really diversifying the economy? And let's not forget, quality of life is the reason everybody's in Florida. And as we add 4 million more people over the next 10 years. Todd, keep in mind, you know, Florida added, if you take all the jobs in the United States over the last 5 years, Florida created one out of every 11 new jobs in the United States. So as we protect our environment, as we grow jobs, as we create economic opportunity for everyone in Escambia County and the entire Pensacola region, I don't mean to keep singling out Escambia County, I just happen to have the data on the county here for this call or for this interview. We're really excited. I think chambers of commerce and you're doing such a great job leading your chamber, Todd. I think as more businesses unify behind the Pensacola Chamber's agenda, people are going to see that, you know, we can get people out of poverty and we can create high wage jobs all by championing free enterprise and following the 2030 blueprint at the county and region level. So I hope that gives a little perspective of how exciting this is.
It really explains exactly what we're going to be looking at here with our subcommittees. I mean, you touched on quality of life. That's one of our subcommittees, workforce and education, and focusing on pre-K, getting kids ready for kindergarten. So when they get there, they're ready to learn through, you know, diversifying our economy. All of those things are the pillars that we'll be looking at in building that program so we can fill those 22,000 jobs by 2030, grow the economy, diversify the economy, and really make, keep really Pensacola and Escambia right. County, you know, a place where people want to be.
Just to be clear, the 22,000 jobs, you know, you are down, you have about 5,235 fewer jobs today than you had a year ago. And that's, you know, sort of as the pandemic was starting versus now. So you need to add just over 17,000 new jobs. That's the pre-pandemic number.
Right.
By 2030. And then when you add back the 5,000 that you've lost, by the way, every county in Florida lost jobs. Florida lost 1.1 million jobs by April of last year. We've added back over 700,000 of those jobs. And, you know, we predict Florida will add about 280,000 new jobs in 2021. And, you know, what you're doing there in the Pensacola region, Todd, is really wind at our back. And I really appreciate our partnership.
Yeah, me too. And you know, the support that we receive from the Florida Chamber and your team and the foundation, the research, the programs, the initiatives that we're able to tap into, very helpful for what we're trying to accomplish here. And I mean, it's such a team effort, and just really appreciate everything that the Florida Chamber provides for us. And you know, looking forward to I believe an exciting decade moving forward.
Same here.
So as we wrap up, just want to ask if there's any other initiatives or things that our listeners might need to know about from the Florida Chamber.
Yeah, Todd, I appreciate that. Two things come to mind. One is, if there's anybody listening who you're wondering if your business is a member of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, I would just call, you know, look up the Pensacola Chamber, give them a call. They can tell you. The more local businesses that support local chamber efforts, the stronger Florida is going to be, the stronger your community is going to be. So the first thing I would ask your you know, listeners to do is make sure that their companies are doing all they can to support your chamber as the leader in the region. In terms of the Florida Chamber, you know, we launched an initiative a year ago on safety and health and sustainability. And, you know, Todd, we talked a lot about COVID on this interview. And we're going to have really the business community's first statewide summit in person. It's going to be at Disney May 10, 11, 12, but it'll be the Florida Chamber Safety Council's. What we're doing is we're doing a summit on safety, health, and sustainability. So if you're an EHS leader at your company, you focus on environmental issues, health issues, sustainability issues, or safety issues, I should say. Go online, the Florida, it's flchambersafety.com. Take a look at this conference, and you know, we would love to have quite a few companies from the Pensacola area. And again, Todd, in COVID, the one thing voters got a chance to see is just how much businesses care about the safety and health of their employees. And, you know, I hate that it may have taken COVID to show that, but we've always known businesses care far more about the safety and health of their employees than even about the profits of their companies. And so we're actually going to have a summit on that, and it's going to be in May. And, you know, anything you can do to help us get the word out to, you know, responsible companies in the Pensacola area that may have EHS professionals that are really looking for something like this. So thanks for the opportunity to share that as well.
Absolutely. And we will get that information out to our members and the business community to make sure they know about it and encourage them to participate. So once again,
awesome.
Mark Wilson, President, CEO of the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining the Chamber Connection today. Great information, great stuff. And good luck the rest of the way during session this year.
Thanks so much, Todd. Be safe, and I'm hoping your chamber continues to grow. You're doing a great job.
Now we have a special treat for you. Our PACE Awards were last week, and we want to play you a portion of that now, recognizing Dave and Mary Hoxing.
Dave and Mary are incredibly giving and generous individuals. Pretty much as soon as they landed in Pensacola, they started looking for ways that they could not only build their business and their radio station, but truly give back to our community and do everything that they can to make Pensacola a better place for everyone.
Their goal was to build something way beyond just a radio station, but an iconic communication force in our community.
They're the first ones to give free airtime for nonprofits in the community. So it's just a great thing. It's a breath of fresh air.
Dave and Mary are very much about, is this a benefit to the community? And if it is, we should do it. We get the opportunity to go out and help raise funds for Hurricane Sally relief, help feed our hungry neighbors through Mana Food Pantries, because that is something that Dave and Mary believe are very important and is critical to the community.
Dave Hoxing serves on the PEDC. It's all about getting jobs to Pensacola. It's all about growing our economic base. Mary Hoxing, you know, serves in multiple boards. Impact 100, she gives back to the community, to the nonprofits. The spirit of Pensacola is not looking at a problem, admiring a problem, but rolling up your sleeves and getting after it. And I think Mary and Dave Hoxing do it. They see an issue in the community and they get after it.
You guys deserve every bit of the spirit of Pensacola. There's no question that you embody this community at such a high level with a level of caring that is just not common.
You have gone above and beyond for our community over the past 20 years, and we are so grateful for you.
You deserve this award and probably deserved it years ago, but your commitment to our community and to your staff and to making a difference for all of us in the community is amazing. And Mary is telling Dave right now, you go up and talk. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to stay right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating our 2021 Spirit of Pensacola Award recipients, Mr. and Mrs. Dave and Mary Hoxing.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to the Chamber for giving us this wonderful award. Dave and I are so blessed by God to be here in this amazing community. When we came here 20 years ago, we had no idea how lucky we truly were. We came here to build Cat Country and quickly discovered how wonderful the people are and what a great community we were in. We have an amazing team that supports us every day. Those guys over there and many more. And we are so fortunate to have them. We're grateful for all the special community relationships that we treasure each and every day. When people ask me what I love about Pensacola, I quickly respond, what makes Pensacola so special is the people that are here. But you all already know that, so thank you again.
Well, honey, here we are at home plate. I never thought we'd be here. We do sincerely appreciate the Chamber. You know, we applied for a radio license long before we got it. It took 15 years to get there, so we had a lot of time to plan. And so once we knew we were coming to Pensacola, we joined the Chamber. I think it was the first thing we joined, wasn't it?
It was.
And I'm very passionate about the Pensacola Chamber. It's a great organization that makes a huge difference to our community. And we very much thank you for this honor tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Chamber Connection. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.